Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamlin, Kyle Madsen, and Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. We're hanging out with you till noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. Thanks everybody in the chatty house. Thanks everybody listening on ESPN 1320 AM. We appreciate you very much. Talking a lot of De'Aaron Fox and his return to Sacramento today. I want to hit the Elk Grove Kia talk line, but before we do that, DeMar DeRozan caught a little $25,000 fine for his comments about the officials after the game in Denver.
Yeah, Chris Biederman tweeted out those quotes, and yeah, that's always going to get you a fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. Like,
yeah, like you do. Like players and coaches know they're going to get those fines. It's
yeah,
purposeful.
Yeah, you talk about the officials, you're going to get fined. That's mm-hmm. that's it.
Yep.
So, I mean, there are some times when, as reporters, we like throw the hook out
yeah,
there, like,
right.
"Hey, you're like, gonna
well, 30 to 14 free throw discrepancy tonight, huh? Thoughts?"
But you're you don't want to get a player or a coach fined if they want to come out and start going off on the officials, and it's like, okay, well, let's continue this conversation.
Yeah. Right.
That's fine.
Let's hit the Elk Grove Kia talk line. Manny has been very patient, hanging out on hold. Manny, what's going on, man?
Happy National Cereal Day, guys.
Yeah, it's big time for you.
It's big time. Brick up big time, buddy.
Okay.
But I understand everybody's feelings like both ways, right? Like whether you want to cheer or boo. But I also think sometimes you have to take a step back and look at it from the job perspective, right? So, like, you're at a job, you know, you've been at this company, it's up and down, it's teetering down a little bit. They have this big meeting, see what direction the team is, the job is going. And then you're vocal about your position on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Come in a couple weeks later, right? Or a couple months later, they get rid of your immediate boss.
Yeah.
But nobody says anything. And you're the only one that sounded off about this earlier. So now everybody's whispering and talking about, were you to blame? Were you the one responsible? But nobody's having a meeting to explain everything that's going on. So at this point, you're looking at your own job, and you might enjoy some of the people you work with, but you're not sure about the leadership of this company anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look out for yourself at that point.
Sure.
And that's how I looked at it, of how the dominoes fell. At some point, Fox, he had expressed what he wanted, how he wanted it to go down. It didn't go down that way, and he felt he needed a fresh start somewhere, and that's what he did.
All right, very good. Appreciate the call, Manny. Yeah, that's it. And you take that to any other job. It's like, hey, I don't think I'm going to have the success I would like to have at this job.
Yeah.
And I don't feel confident that leadership is going to do the things that they need to do to put me in the position to have success. They decided they didn't want a player anymore.
Yeah.
If you hate him for that, salute. Like I got no. Bronson's been on hold since Tuesday. Let's get to our guy, Bronson. Shout out. Appreciate the call, Bronson. What's
life?
Up, man?
Did I make it? Is this real life?
You
yeah,
made
you're
it.
Live. You're on the radio,
you
Bronson.
Made it.
What's good, dog?
Hey guys, I just want to get your take on something. Do you think Fox and Monty are going to have any type of interaction? Do you feel like there's bad blood there, or what do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. I think they'll dap each other up pregame. I don't know that there will be like big hugs and in-game interactions. That Malik's honestly probably going to talk a lot of trash from the bench.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also think in pregame, I think they'll all be out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be hugs for Harrison Barnes. There are going to be hugs for De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
I think, you know, Domas and Malik will be in street clothes, but I still think they'll be out there.
Yep.
I think that they want, like, maybe the photo op just to make it look like everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll work things out outside of the game.
Yeah.
Because feelings get hurt in the moment, but these guys have been friends since they were in high school, and
yeah.
You know, they're college teammates. They, you know, there's not going to be bad blood moving forward between these guys.
Yep.
And Malik knows that De'Aaron helped him get his big payday in, yep. in the league.
Yep.
You know, he created, he helped to create a situation where Malik could thrive, and yep. that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Kings Spurs tonight at Golden One Center. If you're on hold, we will get to you shortly here on ESPN 1320. The Kings still have to go play tonight. And if we separate ourselves from the De'Aaron Fox of it all, there's still a race for the postseason happening for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, this is a huge game.
And this is a very winnable game.
Mm-hmm.
They played really well in really over the last five.
Played 1-4 in a row.
Five. Yes. And then they there lost we go. One. And then the last one. Last five. That's what I was looking for. Last five games. And even though they lost in Denver, I thought they played pretty well. If they play like they did in Denver, they're going to win by a lot of points tonight,
mm-hmm.
which is why I was still kind of encouraged despite the result there. So that's as we get to keys to victory, that's going to be one of my keys is you got to start fast, and the fans are going to be into it. This is going to have a playoff type of feel tonight, I believe. And if you can get off to a fast start and really get the fans into it, because if you get off to a slow start, now there's tension. Now it's weird. Now the entire arena is getting like, oh, it's a little uneasy. They're down five at the end of one. Like, get out to a fast start. Get up 10 in the first quarter and really let the crowd get into it. And I think that's when you kind of see the Spurs shut down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a really good key, and it plays very similar into what my first key is, and that's don't get caught up in the moment. This is not a good Spurs team right now,
nope.
And it's a very winnable game, and it's a team that's 5.5 games behind you in the standings, and you can basically just put them to bed here. Like, yeah. Just like say, okay, your season's over, right? And that's how the Kings need to approach this. It's going to be an emotionally charged evening.
Yeah.
And the Kings need to find a way to harness that, which they have not done a very good job of at home over the last couple of seasons, and sort of like show your best side. Like, mm-hmm. We'll ask Doug Christie about him pregame tonight. Like, how are you going to deal with the emotions of the night, and how are you going to deal with your team's emotions of the night? And at the end of the day, like, you got to be a pro. You got to be able to walk out there and be stoic, and everyone needs to do their best Harrison Barnes impersonation and just walk out there and just do your job.
Well, I mean, maybe not Harrison Barnes.
Well, I mean, from the professionalism level,
sure,
and the way
sure.
I expect it. I mean, like, look.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you when Doug gets asked about the emotions of tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You owe me $1 if he says you can't get too high, you can't get too low.
Oh,
that's the thing he's going to say.
Okay, I'll take that bet. I don't think he'll say that.
Okay. All right, very good. I have $1. I literally have $1. So you get $1 if he doesn't say it. You have to ask a question, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Very good. Or I can ask, I guess.
There you go.
I'll be there. Whatever. Number two for me. Pass the damn ball, bro.
Amen.
When the ball moves in this offense, they are really effective. When it stops moving, they're less effective.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy. Move the ball.
Yeah, it should not be this difficult, and they seem to make it really difficult about half the time.
Yep.
And so I know it's a little different because you don't have Domas and you don't have Malik, your two primary like distributors, but that doesn't matter. You've got to find a way to share the rock and to get everybody involved. I thought last game we saw the back cuts mm-hmm. from Keon and from, you know, I think Keegan had a back cut that was mm-hmm. nice. Like LaRavia had a back cut that was nice. Like keep doing that. All yep. of these nuances of the game, keep doing that stuff. Get everybody involved. That's how you win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Number two for you?
Number two for me. Keep Fox out of the paint.
We Boy.
Don't, we don't want paint touches, and we don't want him spraying the hot guy.
No, we don't want those things.
No.
Absolutely. All the things that other teams tried to keep De'Aaron Fox from doing, do that.
Yeah, do that.
Try and keep him from doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... The problem is it's not as easy as like with Golden State. A little different now with Jimmy Butler, but when they beat Golden State here at Golden One Center earlier this year, it was like, hey, double Steph, make him get rid of the basketball, and then just make sure he doesn't get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let those other guys dribble it around and throw a shot at the rim. And you'll live with it.
Yeah. Like,
the problem is if you do that with De'Aaron, okay, now it's getting to Chris Paul, who's not great anymore, but he's still a dynamite floor general, and he's going to get the ball where it needs to go. And then it's going to get to Devin Vassell, and Devin Vassell can put it in the hoop. So Harrison Barnes, we know he can hit an open corner three. Hey, that's where you run into a little bit of trouble with the Spurs if you just throw two on De'Aaron and make him give the ball up.
Yeah.
So I think how the Kings go about keeping him out of the paint, because I don't know that it's as easy because we know he's so fast. I don't know if it's as easy as, oh, yeah, just throw Keon on him and it'll be fine. I think Keon's going to do a good job. I think Keegan Murray will do a good job. But you got to, if he starts beating them off the dribble, you got to have a little bit something else to throw at him.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, like the Chris Paul situation, they're going to put Chris Paul out there to try to instigate and try to get people in foul trouble. That's what they do. And so he'll start with the ball in his hands, and then it'll go to Fox, and they're going to try to get mismatches and all that stuff. It should be interesting.
Number two for you.
Number three, I think.
Are we on number three?
Yeah, we are. Maybe this is your...
Oh, number three for me. Sorry, yeah. I went backwards.
Yeah.
That's my bad. Number three for me. Need Keegan to play big. I need like a double-double from Keegan tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to come up with a different way to... like. I don't necessarily need him to score. That's something we always ask for from him, is shoot the ball, be more aggressive. But if you get matched up on Fox, on Chris Paul, on Devin Vassell, back him down. Take him into the post. Get to that little mid-range that he's so good at. And then, of course, crashing the glass. Their starting group is not a large group of individuals. So the Kings should be able to feast with their starting group on the boards. And that's Jonas Valanciunas, of course, but it's also Keegan. Would love to see a double-double from Keegan tonight.
Yeah, I would like to see Keegan just have a breakout game, too. You know, because he's going up against two of his mentors.
Mm-hmm.
In Fox and Harrison Barnes, and go out there and, like, you know, continue this climb that he's been doing over the last like month and a half, mm-hmm. you know, where he's starting to shoot the three better. He's starting to be more active and more part of the game plan.
Yeah. Need to see it continue for sure. Number three for you.
How about leave the refs alone,
man?
Like, DeMar just got fined $25,000 for talking trash about the officials. And hey, like, look, there were bad calls. I'm not going to say there weren't. But bad calls isn't why you lost the game against Denver. You lost the game because you stopped moving the ball. You stopped passing the ball. And, you know, so stay off the officials. Let Doug Christie handle the officials.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a highly contentious game tonight. There's going to be a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back away from that and just play the game. Don't worry about the officials. Everything will take care of itself.
Yeah, man, that's right where I'm at. If you get called for a touch foul and then you get hammered on the other end and there's no call, you go play defense.
Yeah,
and I know it's tough because, like, in these high intensity moments, you're competitive, you want to go, and you have something go your way on one end that you thought should have gone your way and it didn't, and then the same thing happens on the other end. I know it's frustrating, but that's where you start getting out of your game. That's where you start getting mad, and now you start taking a bad shot, or you throw a bad pass, or you fall asleep defensively, or maybe you're not back in transition, now they're getting an easy bucket. Like, these are just these little things that Devin Vassell, De'Aaron Fox, going to get in the lane. They might get some calls. Chris Paul is one of the OG foul grifters.
Oh, yeah.
He can be very frustrating to play against, and in a highly charged game like this, it's super easy to fall into that trap.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tonight.
Nope.
I think that's a great key. Do the Kings win?
Yeah.
I was asking. I think they do.
I think they do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an emotionally charged game, but I do think that they're just a better team at this point.
Out.
Yeah.
I think Doug Christie has them in a space mentally where I think they are more capable now than maybe even they were pre All-Star break,
mm-hmm.
to go into a game like this and do what needs to be done to win. Like, I don't think Jonas Valanciunas is going to get that caught up in it. I don't think Jake LaRavia is going to get that caught up in it.
Oh,
I don't
even
think Zach LaVine is going to get that caught up in it.
No.
So, honestly, the guy I would be worried the most about, like, maybe throwing up some bad shots and trying to do too much, is Malik, and he's not playing.
Yeah.
So
I totally, I think they're
in a good spot to handle a potentially tough situation. I think they win.
I think a lot of the luster's off this game too, because there is no Wemby. There is no Domas. Point. There is no Malik. Yeah. Like there could have been a much like more broad discussion on this game outside of just a De'Aaron Fox return.
Trying to see how many the Kings are favored by tonight, according to BetMGM. They are 6.5 point favorites. I think they cover. I think it's going to be pretty close, but I think they win by like 9 or 10. Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Very good. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil is on the ones and twos. The Kings looking to jump back into the win column tonight against De'Aaron Fox and the San Antonio Spurs. We'll have keys to... Nope, that's not right. I have to script these because if not, I fumble over myself. And here we go. I read the wrong one. 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. James is there. I'm Kyle. Joe Brazil behind the glass. Tonight's game at Golden 1 Center should be a good one. Can't wait to break it all down with you Monday on the Insiders at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320. Coming up next, Lance Woods. One of the GOATs here in Sacramento. He is performing tonight at Laughs Unlimited. Tonight and tomorrow, tickets available at laughsunlimited.com. Can't wait to talk to Lance about De'Aaron Fox, about the state of the Kings, and about nicknames on Basketball Reference.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a ton of fun with Lance Woods. Coming up next on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'll tell you what. You can't get to Golden 1 Center tonight, should head to Laughs Unlimited, where Lance Woods, Sacramento's very own Lance Woods, is going to be performing. You can get your tickets at laughsunlimited.com. He joins us now. Lance, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I feel great, like the Michigan Lakes. How y'all feeling?
That's a bar. I love
good,
that.
Man. We good need line. Some someone to lighten the mood today, which is...
Yeah, I've been very angry today.
There's a lot of anger. Charlie came in here angry. There's lots of anger. How? Oh. Whoa.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're back.
We lost Lance.
So what are your thoughts on De'Aaron Fox's return to Golden 1 Center tonight?
Hey, man, I was going to be in attendance, but then I had these shows. You know what I mean? Work getting away all the fun. But, nice. Man, I hope that the fans show him love and all that. He was here for, was it 7 seasons?
Yeah. 7.5, yeah.
7.5 seasons, man. He played his hardest, man. To help us break the playoff drought. You know what I mean? He was in the community. Like, you know, things didn't end exactly how you wanted to end, but that's how relationships work.
Yep. No doubt.
You don't go booing your ex.
Well,
you just hope that her new boyfriend, you know, lose his job.
Very good.
Lance, I told Kyle this the other day. When you and I went to a media day, we had this incredible shtick that never ever saw the light of day. Do you remember when I brought the tape measure and the step stool and we never ever got to see that, but was that, I mean, that was spectacular, wasn't it?
It was great. So that was 2019. So that was the 2019-2020 season. So if you remember that season, they were doing like real player measurements. They was like changing everybody's height.
Yep.
Like right. And that going into the season, they were like, oh, we said he was 7'1", but really he's 6'5". It's like, what? It was like all over the league. And so players like heights was changing. So then we brought the tape measure through. And I still got all these pictures of me like standing on a step stool trying to measure Marvin Bagley. And then standing on another step stool and trying to measure like Harrison Barnes. And then me standing straight on the ground and measuring Yogi Ferrell. So.
And Kyle Guy. That's the other one. Kyle Guy did not like this Kyle bit. Guy. He did not like
Kyle
it.
Guy didn't need, he didn't need a step stool either. I just stood there.
Tough for Kyle Guy.
Now, that was fun, man. I be wanting to know where all of this footage goes. You know what I'm saying? You know what happens is they're not going to show this footage till I get in trouble.
Oh.
So once I get in trouble, all of this goes into my documentary about how they knew I was like this the whole time.
Oh.
And then it's like, you know what I mean? Like, he was a psycho. He used to just come to the facility with tape measures and try to measure men. And they going to do it. I'm telling you, this is how they do. This is how they do these documentaries, man. And they put it off like I was some person the whole time that I wasn't.
Brutal.
I'm here for it.
For my guy. Lance Woods joining us now. He is performing at Laughs Unlimited tonight and tomorrow. Tickets available at laughsunlimited.com. Lance, the Kings currently in the number 9 seed, but it's very jumbled in the West. They're firmly in the hunt for a postseason spot. What's your confidence level in the Kings with 20-ish games to go?
I feel very confident. I feel like it feels like they're playing with house money. Like, somehow the expectations feel like they left, even though the productivity feels similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, outside of injuries, like, Sabonis got to get healthy, and Monk got to get healthy. But, I mean, after that, man, I like our chances as anybody. With Dallas, you know what I mean, looking like their season might be close to done. The Clippers is inconsistent, and you don't know what they are as far as health goes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like it. I like it. I want to get to that sixth spot. The play-in is stressful.
No doubt. It's the worst.
Play-in is a very stressful place.
Hate it.
You know, but I'm confident. 20 games left. I mean, I think we can easily go 20-0.
Oh. Yeah, I don't see. I think that, yeah, minimum.
I think it's very possible. 20-0 is on the table. Kyle, we have this game we want to play with.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
With Lance.
Okay, so Lance, the reason, so we talk about the sports reference sites, basketball reference, baseball reference, football reference. They have little nicknames under the player name. And you did
made them all up.
You did a video about this the other day, about the Ben Simmons one.
Yeah.
And you say they made them all up. That's what we always, whenever we pull up a player's basketball reference page, we'll stop what we're doing to be like, hey, did you know that this is this guy's nickname? It's like, nope, no chance.
He didn't know. His mom didn't know. Nobody knew.
I actually hit up somebody at the sports reference sites and I said, hey, how do you guys get these? And he's like, yeah, if we hear it, we'll check and make sure that someone else has called him that one time and then we just put it up there. So the game I wanted to play is I'm going to give you a nickname that I found and I need you to try and guess who the player is.
This should be fun.
Does that play? Okay, here we go. The first one. You guys can play along in the chatty house. This is the first one. The Big Sleep.
The Big Sleep?
Yep.
Mm.
Which sounds morbid.
Rudy Gobert.
No, but that works. Tracy McGrady.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't know that T-Mac was the Big Sleep?
Well, he did
because
have...
They said he had the sleepy eye.
He's a sleepy eye. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I was saying Rudy Gobert because Draymond choked him to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's a good one. Yeah. All right, the next one. The hint for this one, this player actually plays for the San Antonio Spurs currently. Pantera.
La Pantera?
Yeah, La Pantera. Like Panera,
no,
but with
girl,
a T.
My girl asked me for that when I went to Starbucks. She's like, yo, bring me back a La Pantera latte, mocha, ice, grande. Yeah.
You can order that right now, yeah. That's Bismack Biyombo.
Oh, Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah.
You don't need a nickname. We trying hard enough to get Bismack Biyombo.
King's legend. King's legend, Bismack Biyombo.
That's right. It's stressful enough saying Bismack Biyombo 10 times fast with your shoes on top.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We've got the next one is Armadillo Cowboy.
I don't know. Is this a PG show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got FCC stuff.
Okay. Armadillo Cowboy?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
This is all basketball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, hold on. I got this.
Do you?
I got this.
Okay. Here we go.
Armadillo Cowboy. Everybody knows that's Klay Thompson.
It fits Klay Thompson better than it fits the person who this nickname is attributed to, Joe Johnson.
Which Joe Johnson had his own like great nickname.
ISO Joe.
ISO Joe.
Armadillo Cowboy.
Maybe this is what he called himself.
No chance.
I don't know.
I don't want to know who called him this.
Facts.
I don't think this is my business.
This is
Yoga Joe now.
This is a frustrating.
You know, Joe Johnson does yoga. He has a yoga studio in Atlanta. He's like a full yogi.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
This is not a bit?
ISO Joe Yoga. Look it up.
That's incredible. Good for Joe Johnson. I love this for him.
Yeah.
He used his bag to start a business.
Ripped up.
Outstanding. Yeah. Big fella. This is the one that annoyed me. I'm so annoyed at this one.
Big fella? It's a lot of them. Shaq?
Right.
Big baby?
No, it's not any of them. You would think so because Big Fella is just a very
Boykins.
No, Warriors legend, not quite. Joel Embiid. I want to know how Joel Embiid got to be that. Every guy who's large is Big Fella.
Yeah, my girl like, call me Big Fella all the time. Oh, I know that means she wants something, but you know.
That makes sense.
Get to my head.
There you go.
Okay, so how about this one? Big Musty. I think your girls called you that too, right?
No.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but this is how black people just call you Musty. Like if you Musty around, they be like, "Yo, he was Big Musty." Like that's the language.
Perfect.
So when you's like, "Whose nickname is this?" Big Musty. So, somebody on somebody's nerves. That's who that was. Him right there over here stanking. Big Musty. Who's Big Musty? who is Big Musty out there on the court?
It's an old one. Yeah. Retired.
Dodson Petrovic.
No, it was.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but that's not who we're looking for here. It's Wilt Chamberlain is Big Musty. But
listen, let me tell you something. I heard the numbers. Wilt Chamberlain put down over 10, 20,000. He was not Big Musty. That wasn't must that they were smelling.
Perfect. Probably true.
Let's get to the last one.
The black hole.
Oh my goodness. Marcus Thornton? Is that where we starting?
No, that's a good one.
That was Lil Buckets. Marcus Thornton was Lil Buckets.
Lil Buckets.
Lil Buckets, black hole. I know a lot of black holes.
Okay.
Oh, that didn't sound good, huh? Hold on. Holes with an L. Let me clarify. yeah, it's some black holes.
We
man.
Could like, we could that. We could sit here and name NBA players for 6 months, and I don't think we would get this right.
Oh snap! Okay. Give it to me.
Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale?
Yes.
Yep.
That's he, black white hole.
That was my thought.
it was right there, guys.
Exactly. It was right there. It Brutal. Was right there waiting for us.
There they go. Still the minorities jobs again.
Unreal. You're at Laughs Unlimited tonight and tomorrow. When do those shows start and where can people get tickets?
7 and 9:30. Laughsunlimited.com to get your tickets. It's going to be cobblestone. So just know that when you walk in an old sack, it's right by Joe's Crab Shack, right next door to the candy store that don't give out free samples no more. You remember what? The candy heaven in old sack?
Yeah.
Free samples? They don't give out free samples no more.
Why not?
They say ever since COVID. I got a mask on. Give me the candy. What are we talking about?
Facts. That's the only reason I went to Old Town.
Yeah, the barrels.
Yeah, you just the go barrels, eat some taffy and they like, say you want to buy anything? Like, no, I'm full now.
Yeah, exactly. You can get a few samples. I don't have a good gauge of few. So
a few
you know, this is a few to me.
Yeah. Lance, appreciate your time, man.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are doing a great job.
Wow, thanks, man. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Means a lot.
Thanks, man.
Shout out to Jiffy Lube.
We love Jiffy Lube.
That's right.
My man.
That's
my
right.
Man. Hey, Jiffy Lube, when I come for oil change, that's all I want. Leave me alone.
They just do so much for you, though, Lance.
I don't want none of that stuff, man. My brake lights is fine. Change the oil and let me up out of here, man.
Lance, appreciate
they
the
come
time.
Back. What, you know this filter is dirty. Yeah, it's going to be dirty when I leave. Put the oil in. Let me go about my business, man.
Oh,
you
man.
Know your AC ducket. Listen, man, put the oil in the car. Y'all lucky I'm here. I usually put cooking oil in here. Put the oil in here and let me get up out of here, man. I put the oil from church. This car is blessed. I come when the check engine light go off. That's when I get afraid.
Perfect.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Lance.
Good seeing you, Lance.
Take care, buddy.
Always.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Lance Woods, Laughs Unlimited, laughsunlimited.com for your tickets. He's one of the best. Big fan of Lance.
That's good stuff, Kyle.
Yeah, man.
We should have our guy Lance Woods on more often.
How does Jaden McDaniels get Big Mac? Of all the people, Jaden McDaniels gets to be Big Mac. Mark McGwire is Big Mac in Major League Baseball. We're just handing that to Jaden McDaniels.
Well, I guess like Xavier McDaniels had like...
Why was Kevin McHale not Big Mac?
That's a good question.
Doesn't make any sense.
Or as Lance said, White Hole.
Yeah, it's right there.
It is right there.
It's right there. Shifting gears briefly before we get back into King Spurs tonight. Lawrence Butler of your Sacramento A's. The A's just doing business left and right. They've extended Brent Rooker. And after the Rooker extension, there was word like, oh, no, they're working on some other stuff. And this was it. Lawrence Butler, 7 years, $65.5 million. We've said this before about Lawrence Butler. A1 dude. Great guy.
Oh, yeah. Super fun.
If you are wondering why you should go watch the A's in Sacramento, Lawrence Butler is the number one player on my list when it comes to reasons to head to Sutter Health Park to watch the A's. He is hits for power, sweet swing, really fun defensively, going to steal some bases. And like I said, overall, really great guy. Really, really easy to root for.
Yeah, he's just dynamic. And the A's haven't had a lot of dynamic players like him over the last even like two decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a guy that just like jumps off the screen every time you see him.
Yep.
So I think fans should be really excited. What he did in the second half of last season was off the charts. So
incredible.
I love a 7 year, $65.5 million deal. That means he's going to be here all the way through his pre-arbitration and arbitration years, and then an additional like 2 or 3 years after that.
Yeah.
They've got him locked up realistically until he's like 32 on a reasonable contract. That's absolutely crazy. So yeah. Good for the A's.
Yep, for sure. Hey, who's on? Joe, can we get to line one? Did you let us know who that is? Okay, no, let's just do it. Let's let it rip. Show's already off the rails.
All right.
All right, Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
I think my name is Jared. You talking to me?
Yeah, hey. Sorry about that, Jared. Our call screener got the name wrong. What's up?
You're good, dude. Hey, I just wanted to give you some credit, Kyle, because yesterday during the handoff, we were getting the fake James Ham story, who some people call James Scam. It's great.
Yeah.
But you, I believe this was totally original off the dome, called him James Canadian Bacon. And your co-host left it entirely unacknowledged. And I thought you needed some credit for that, because if that was an original idea, that was fantastic.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
I enjoyed it in the moment. I did.
I loved.
But there was too much going on.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks, man. Yeah, James Canadian Bacon.
That's right.
Our other guy, yeah, everyone else is gone. Sorry.
Everyone else is
especially
gone.
We lost everybody who's called into the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line tonight.
We lost Big E. We lost some of the others. Sorry.
It was a hot line today, though. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. This was great.
Yeah, man. We have fun. Darren Fox visiting with the San Antonio Spurs tonight. The Kings last night, real quick, got no help.
None.
Nobody in the West lost. The Warriors beat the Nets. The Nets had 37-7 worth of runs in that game. They started 27-5.
Okay.
The Nets did. And then they finished the game on a 10-2 run.
They were up 27-5 to start the game.
27-5.
And
they lost.
And lost.
They were down 10 with a minute left.
Shakespeare.
And then went on a 10-2 run. So they had 37-7 worth of runs across like 9.5 minutes of game time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're...
Shout out to Jordy Fernandez, dude. That's a fun team.
They're now 20 games under 500 after being like in the playoff hunt for a long time.
Still not sold on the Warriors just yet. Don't love falling behind by 22 to the Nets and then struggling for a while with the Hornets. But they just kind of keep on winning. The Rockets beat the Pelicans 109-97, and then the Lakers beat the Knicks 113-109. Doesn't really affect the Kings. That was just a really fun game, and Luka and LeBron make them championship contenders.
Mm. We'll see how it all works out in the end, Kyle.
We will. But man, that level of just creation and shot making. And all of a sudden, Jackson Hayes is catching on the roll and spraying out a perfect pass to Austin Reeves for a huge three. Like, come on, man.
That doesn't make any sense.
Jackson
what you just
Hayes
says,
is just open now?
I don't believe this happened.
All right, man.
I don't believe
whatever.
The game actually happened.
Whatever. God, I need them to. I need something to go wrong for them.
Okay.
Like, my disdain for the Lakers just
keeps growing.
It's just dormant inside of me and. The worst. Anyways, the handoff coming up next. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's pushing buttons. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader. Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle, he's Joe. I'm Kyle, he's James. Joe is also here. I did not realize, I thought that there were like certain types of eggs and everybody ate eggs kind of the same way. And that's just what it was. But then I found out Jesse Tapia, who produces D'Lo and Casey, who's going to join us for the handoff here shortly, I found out that Jesse Tapia does not put salt on his eggs.
Any eggs or like hard-boiled eggs? Or
like not at all.
No eggs.
No salt.
On any egg?
On any egg.
Okay.
And it's not that he thinks it's weird. And if you're like, hey, I'm cutting down on my sodium, I'm trying not to eat a lot of salt, fine, whatever. But his thing is like, no, that's weird to salt eggs. And it's like, no, it's not. That's just what people do. And now I've got Joe at the break telling me to put heavy cream in my eggs?
Yeah, or milk.
Absolutely not!
You know,
if you're making an omelet or scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs, of course. We're not pouring milk on top of a fried egg.
To make scrambled eggs, you do put a little bit of milk to
absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up the egg.
Oh, dude,
you just
tried
whip
this?
All that together and you dump it
no,
in the pan and you cook it.
Oh no.
I'm putting milk in my eggs.
It fluffs up your eggs.
It's really good.
I don't need that to happen.
You don't need fluffy eggs?
No.
You're all right with
I'm
dumping
you,
milk in eggs? That's disgusting.
I'm gonna bring you some eggs.
Do not bring me eggs.
Yeah.
I might make you an omelet one day.
No, absolutely not.
He's gonna
not.
Make you an omelet too, yeah.
Just like whip up an omelet right here.
Y'all are crazy. That's fine. If I'm the one in the wrong on this take, if I'm the one with the insane egg take, then I'll take that. That's fine.
Looks like the chat's on my side.
that may or may not be good news.
It's wild. What's happening? Oh, we got Jesse?
Yeah,
today?
Jesse's pulling up.
All right.
D'Lo and Casey are recording stuff. So they're
right.
So Jesse's going to rock with us for the handoff.
We have a lot of chaos going on here in the chat
do
today.
We?
I will say, you highlighted, where did that go?
Boy, that's a great point by Alfonso.
What is more concerning, Domas potentially wanting to have a similar discussion that De'Aaron Fox did, or Anjali having a big voice? Like, look, Anjali having a big voice, it was always going to be one of Vivek's kids, and I don't have any problem with it being Anjali versus Anil or, you know,
sure.
Like, any one of his three kids, they were always, somebody was always going to have a voice. I did not think it would be Anjali because she wasn't around the franchise for the first like decade he was here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like someone's going to have a voice from the family forever. And you know, so it being her, that makes perfect sense. The Domas stuff is super concerning.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Mean, it is. But again, you address the things that Domas and Fox have had questions about, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. If Domantas Sabonis wants to talk this offseason, and he says, hey, I would like to see these changes, if you're going to commit to Domantas Sabonis being your franchise center, then you make those changes.
Yeah.
Jesse Tapia, what's up?
Jit forgot you guys switched up the break schedule, and we're not on break right now.
Oh, no, we're back.
Yeah, no, we're live. We're good.
Yeah, no, we're super live.
Yeah.
All right.
That I read both of those Fox articles this morning. It kind of just points to dysfunction to me.
I have not gotten to the ESPN one yet.
No. It's more of the same, I think.
It's okay. Very similar. Yeah. It does not have nearly, again, Sam is the best postmortem mm-hmm. writer that there is in the NBA. Yeah. It doesn't have nearly the same like there's a lot of stuff that we've already heard from Fox, and that it's more of just Fox's side as opposed to what Amick has, which is like all kinds of behind the scenes like scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen, I guess.
Hey, that's what we said.
Yeah, we said.
Except never a good
James
thing.
Said it was more like culinary school because none of the cooks kind of really know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, that's
well, there are some cooks that do.
Yeah.
But then others that they're, you know, like that aren't there yet.
Oof.
And no one is taking the role of like head chef and sous chef, and like it is what it is.
Obviously this is all being said in the context of De'Aaron Fox saying like, I don't like this, I want out.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having, I think, these two conversations at the same time today, but really they're two separate things. Like, you can feel however you feel about De'Aaron Fox. You can think that, like, oh, man, to hell with him. He stinks. Zach LaVine's better. I'm glad he's gone. He didn't give 100%. He wanted out. That's fine, but that's separate from the dysfunction that is just very, very evident
with
the organization.
Can you fault De'Aaron Fox, too, from, I guess, looking at it from his point of view? And if the dysfunction and all that stuff is there, just how can you continue to deal with that?
That's what we've been wondering all day.
Yeah.
And that's, I personally don't, but I think there's some people who are, that's why I think it's separate. I think there are people who are like, yeah, okay, he might have wanted out, but also, like, he didn't carry his weight. He didn't do enough to get the team where they wanted to go, and instead made excuses and then used that to leave.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, too, like, it's all just one big old mess, because then you learn.
It's a disaster.
In the offseason, there's people who didn't want Mike Brown around, so it's kind of, all right, do we keep Mike Brown around and keep this one guy happy, or let him go and keep these others happy, or whatever? Like, you're just kind of stuck at that point.
Yeah, it's a total, like, it has been the same way forever. It's just, like, you never know what's the next shoe to drop and who's the next name that's going to be, you know, entering into the window. And, like, because, again, 6 months ago, like, I guess the question is, you know, about Anjali being part of this. 6 months ago, she wasn't really part of this.
Mm.
You know, a year ago, she had stepped down as the general manager of the Stockton Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like she wasn't really, like, in anybody's, like, I don't know, we weren't seeing her around a lot and all that stuff. And all of a sudden this season, it's like, oh no, she's in it. Like, she's in the thick of it in this entire story. And so it's different. It's just like new players in the game. And that's par for the course.
That's one thing I wasn't able to fully glean from the article is, like, there's a quote from a person in the Kings organization joking that, like, we're all going to be working for Jeremy Lamb someday.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And it's like, wait, was he actually, like, in meeting rooms where they're going, hey, Jeremy, your thoughts on Mike Brown?
Seemed like he was along for the ride. I don't know how involved he was, but seemed like he was at least along for the ride.
Right, and so that's what I wonder with Anjali. Is it, yeah, she's around, or is she the one pulling strings where she says, yeah, I think we should do this, and it's like, nope, overriding everything else, that's what we're doing? I have no clue.
What the Kings need is a president of basketball operations.
That's it.
Hire the one guy, Vivek, you go cut the checks, sit center court, that's it, and then let the president of basketball operations hire whoever he needs to hire and make decisions. You need one guy.
I think that there's always going to be a layer of ownership that says yes or no to a major deal. And it almost feels like, if we look at the Dallas Mavericks situation, like, it feels like the general manager just went ahead and traded Luka Doncic without
If you're trading my franchise
everybody.
Player, yeah, let me know, because there's money. Like, that's an ownership, at least be in the loop with that.
Ownership has to sign off on stuff, for sure.
But everything else, I think, keep it to the, just, like I said, one guy, he hires his people or whatever, and it's just, there's one guy who makes decisions here.
And then you have to let stuff play out. If you hire a guy, let's say this offseason, they say, we're clearing it out. Vivek says, get every consultant, everybody else out of here. Anjali, you're going to be here as the heir apparent, but for, like, the business side of stuff, we'll do all that. We're hiring Bob Myers, president of basketball ops. Bob, hire whoever you need to hire. You got it.
Yeah, Bob's the guy.
And then if the Kings, and he hires his coach or whatever, and the Kings make a bunch of changes, and they go 30-52 next year, And again, not with this roster. They make a bunch of changes and everything's different. You can't immediately go, okay, well, everyone's on the hot seat now. You better make the playoffs next year. There needs to, somebody needs to be given the grace and the time to actually build a program. And if after 4 years or whatever length of time, 3, 4, 5 years, you're like, hey, I don't like the direction this is heading, then you make some changes internally.
You guys think they can fix what's going on right now? Or are we, or are they due for a restart?
What do you mean fix?
Reel it in as far as
maybe, get back on track.
Get back on track. There's less dysfunction. Maybe Monty's, like you just, like the article said, like it's just, we don't know who's calling the shots here. There's so many people involved. I guess it's not that.
I think they can.
They will?
I would be less inclined to think they will. Because, yeah, if they pull the plug on everything and say, okay, hang on, hard reset at the top. We're doing the president of basketball ops. I'm going to say Bob Myers just because that's the first name that popped into my head. Bob Myers is hired. Vec's clearing out. It's his show. He's the face. He's going to run everything. Then yeah, I think there's a chance that you can get this going the right way. I think they have enough talent on the roster to get this thing moving back the right direction. Mm. But man, the odds of that happening, I think, are pretty slim.
I mean, you've created like a really odd window.
Yes.
I mean, like this offseason, DeMar DeRozan is entering the last year of his contract. He has one more year that you have a $10 million buyout for. But it's also Zach LaVine is entering the final 2 years of his deal. You have to make a decision on Keegan Murray. You know, there are a lot of things. Jake LaRavia, you went out and got Jake LaRavia, but you may have him for a season. You might not be able to keep him this offseason. Jonas Valanciunas, he's got a 10-point-whatever-million-dollar salary for next year and a team option for a third year. Like, this could be the last year of this group, but the fact is that I don't think Vivek ever wants to start over again. He doesn't want to go back to 2016, 2017,
sure.
and 2018, where you're acquiring as many draft picks as possible, and mm-hmm. because it doesn't always work that way. Like, there's no only doubt. One Sam Presti who's able to build this like empire off, mm-hmm. and even he missed on a whole bunch of guys that, you know, but he just had so many picks, it was okay if he missed on a couple of players. Just mm-hmm. like to rebuild this thing, I don't think that they're ever going to be in that mode, and that's going to put them in a major disadvantage, because that's usually how you have to reset. But when you drive ticket prices up to the way that they are, you'll have 10,000 fans in the building, and yep. your season ticket base will drop yep. unless you can maintain a certain level of win loss, and I don't see them being able to do that.
And if your goal every year is just like, just make the playoffs, then you're going to see probably a lot of this.
And there's a thing where you got a great coach. So, I mean, he's what, 19-10 right now, Doug Christie, since he took over?
19-11.
And it's like, well, we love Doug, but we love the front office, and are they tied together? And it's just a mess.
Yeah, not a good spot. You know what is a good spot?
D'Lo and Casey?
Well, obviously D'Lo and Casey, but my underdog lineups right now, I'm 3-for-3 in my last three underdog lineups.
It's called a heater.
And not even with the flex plays. I am getting everything right.
Oh.
I've had 10 players in my lineups the last 3 days. All 10.
That's what we like
did
to see.
What I needed them to do. Last night, Draymond Green, higher than 5.5 assists, 10 assists for Draymond. Karl Anthony Towns, higher than 11.5 rebounds, 14 boards for Karl Anthony Towns. And then Luka Doncic, I needed him to go higher than 28.5 points. He got there thanks to overtime. He scored 32 points. I was 3-for-3. And I would love for you to play along with Underdog's Pick'em game. It's super easy. You pick two or more players. You pick higher or lower on their stats, points, assists, rebounds. You know the deal. They've got all your favorite leagues, teams, and stars to choose from. Create entries with all basketball picks or mix and match across other sports. Download the Underdog app and sign up now using the promo code KYLEM to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus credit when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code KYLEM. Claim your special offer today and get up to $1,000 in bonus credit instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 Hope Line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Underdog.
Pro.
Thanks. What do you guys got coming up on D'Lo and Casey?
A lot of this. I mean, De'Aaron Fox coming back. It's obviously what people are going to want to talk about. You guys will be on the show. Eddie Gonzalez.
Can't wait.
A lot of King stuff.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next. James and I are done for the weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 a.m. Joe Brazil, appreciate you. We're back Monday at 10 on the Insiders on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Until then, drink water, be nice, people. Bye.